And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
niece and nephew and cousin.
Or they're all my...
my people.
And you'd say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
no kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a...
stranger.
What if he came from a different country?
Well, he'd be a stranger still.
Did you ever hear the term foreigner?
Foreigner, yes.
How would you use the word foreigner?
Well, I would say that, he's a foreign kid. Uh-huh. He's a foreign man. He's not from here. He's from across the country.
Uh-huh. Would you have to be from another country to be a foreigner? Or could you just be a stranger?
No. I've heard people say that... he's a foreigner and they live here.
What would they mean when they say
well,
that?
Well, then the nationality of them.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a British,
mm-hmm.
Englishman, Mexican.
Just someone who wasn't born
That's
here.
That's right. That's a foreigner.
And a woman who conducts school would be called a...
teacher.
And the name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha, I think.
Okay. And do you remember the name in the song that started out, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Tomorrow might bring rain.
And do you ever hear the name of the girl in the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party?
Hmm?
You know the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party? Do you ever hear the name Nellie? And a boy named William, his nickname would be?
William.
Or?
William.
Or start with a B, Bill or?
Bill or Buster or something like that.
Okay. A male goat is called a?
Eagle.
Okay. And the first book in the New Testament?
Genesis.
Or the New Testament? Others go Mark, Luke, and John. The first one is...
Luke?
No, the first one is Matt.
Ma.
Uh-huh. Therefore, it goes something Mark, Luke, and John. The first one is...
The first one is, is it song?
No, do you ever hear of Matt?
Matthew?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And the name of the wife of Abraham in the Bible?
Wife of Abraham?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah.
And a child nicknamed Bill, his full name would be?
Billy?
Or... starts with a W, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Billy William.
Or he's your father's brother.
Oh, that would be my uncle.
Uncle what?
Uncle Billy.
And President Kennedy's first name was?
John Fishdale.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
And are you familiar with the family name Cooper or Cooper?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard that as a last name? Somebody having the last name of Cooper or Cooper?
Oh, yes. I have heard of several. I've heard of John Cooper and Mary Cooper.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a married woman with that last name? She'd be...
she's still staying her first name if she's not married. If she's a Williams and have a baby when not married, well, she still be a Williams.
Uh-huh. Well, if her last name is Cooper, though, and you're introducing her, you'd say, well, this is...
Miss Cooper.
And if she's married, you'd say, this is...
Mrs.
Uh-huh. And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, he's not too good at preaching, you'd call him a...
I'd call him a... Wait a minute, I know the name.
What about a carpenter who's not very good at building things?
2x4, the guys are going to say, oh, he's a 2x4 carpenter.
What do they mean by that?
Well, he just batches up things.
Uh-huh. You ever heard the term jackleg or shade tree?
Yeah, jackleg preacher. Yeah, I heard him say that. Yeah, he ain't nothing but a jackleg preacher.
What does that mean?
Well, he can't preach.
What else would you call a jackleg besides a preacher?